Consider trade secret enforcement your armor on the battlefields of IP. Given greater exposure to cybersecurity breaches and data theft, a murky future for employee non-compete agreements, AI algorithms that challenge the integrity of trade secrets, well, trends suggest businesses will require robust and proactive IP strategies, including an increase in trade secret litigation and internal protection, compliance, and more. Trade secret trends are expected to undergo a significant shift as organizations adapt to expanded trade secret protection, a potential ban on non-competes, cybersecurity breaches and data threats, new technologies, and changes in the legal landscape. In Baker Hostetler's second annual IP Perspective Thought Leadership piece, BHIP, the Intellectual Property Practice Group highlights myriad IP-related topics that are at the forefront of industry developments and current challenges and trends. I'm Leanne Lee, and you're listening to Baker Hosts. On today's episode, we discuss how trade secret trends reflect a need for safeguards. To provide us with insight into this topic, we have Lisa Collins, a partner in the Intellectual Property Group at Baker Hostetler. Lisa is the co-leader of the firm's Intellectual Property Indemnification team and has an extensive background in trade secrets. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you. It's great to be here. So to start us off, we know that many years ago, the threat of misappropriation of trade secrets was based mostly on workforce mobility, and that employees would walk with those trade secrets to their next employment opportunity. But now, trade secrets are stored in computers and the threat is based on cybercrimes in addition to the human threat actors. How has this changed the way you strategically protect trade secrets?
So a basic tenet of trade secret protection is that the information must be kept secret. That means controls have to be in place to identify and protect the secrecy of the information. In the past, trade secrets were protected based on physical constraints. Examples include employee agreements, limited access to labs and work areas, locked file cabinets, classification systems for all documents, such as general, confidential, or internal use only designations, copy machine restrictions and monitoring, physical checks of briefcases and packages leaving the facility. Now, there's more emphasis on cybersecurity, while physical security, like locked file cabinets, is no longer as relevant. Emphasis is now on such things as computer logins and two-step authentication, encryption, virtual private networks, download restrictions, USB device storage controls, privacy policies, and such things like data regulatory compliance, like GDPR and CCPA.
And with the proliferation of AI, those cybercrimes may get a boost. Trade secrets stored on IT systems may be hacked using sophisticated AI algorithms. How has this impacted your further evolution for strategically protecting trade secrets?
While the existing advice just discussed remains solid, we need a technological solution to detect and thwart cyber attacks using AI algorithms. Our data privacy and compliance teams are constantly evaluating and refining best practices in this regard. Our incubator team is at the forefront, not only of AI development, but also risk assessment and mitigation.
Now, social engineering has been a common thread for threat actors as they piece together various portions of otherwise compartmentalized trade secrets. AI may be able to operate on imperfect information from social engineering to derive the trade secrets with a fair amount of confidence. Do you see this as a threat, and how do you protect against that?
Training, training, and more training. Social engineering is prevalent across the board. With AI, it's not a stretch to imagine that even imperfect data, like a partial address or a portion of a chemical formulation that becomes known by a bad actor or algorithm, may be able to be completed using AI algorithms. To combat this threat, it may be advantageous to compartmentalize data, both technologically and who has access to the data, so that compromising one portion of data does not unnecessarily expose other portions of your data. So for example, compartmentalizing marketing data in which claims are made with respect to an effectiveness of certain chemical formulations from the actual manufacturing data, and then further compartmentalizing the lab testing data, may help thwart an AI program pulling it all together. But social engineering, in the end, is about people safeguarding information. And employees need training and updated training to understand, recognize, and mitigate threats.
So we've advised our clients on trade secret best practices. How have these best practices evolved with the evolution of cyber crimes and AI?
IT has become front and center in the protection of trade secrets. Sure, age-old restrictions on lab access so as to protect research and development and restrictions on access to manufacturing facilities is still sound advice. But IT needs a seat at the table. CIOs and CTOs need to be intimately involved with the formulation of business strategies and take appropriate action to put processes and systems in place to protect and embrace those business strategies.
Now, can AI be used to combat the threat to trade secrets and how?
Absolutely. While this perhaps is a better question for a CTO, it would make sense that as AI applications are further developed, algorithms can be used to scan data access to detect and identify unusual patterns. This also can be used to check the human response to cyber threats, such that an operator clicking on a link to a malicious site can be detected and access to the site be denied.
Well, this has been a great conversation, and I have just one final question for you. If you could give one piece of advice to a client on the protection of trade secrets in today's environment, what would that be?
You should put together a comprehensive written trade secret plan with input from all relevant stakeholders, engineering, marketing, finance, and especially IT. Revisit and update that plan regularly. My team and I at Baker Hostetler regularly conduct trade secret audits and develop such plans and are available to help should the need arise.
Lisa, thank you for your insight on this topic.
Thank you, Leanne. I appreciate it.
If you have any questions for Lisa, her contact information is in the show notes. As always, thanks for listening to Baker Hosts. Comments heard on Baker Hosts are for informational purposes and should not be construed as legal advice regarding any specific facts or circumstances. Listeners should not act upon the information provided on Baker Hosts without first consulting with a lawyer directly. The opinions expressed on Baker Hosts are those of the participants appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect those of the firm. For more information about our practices and experience, please visit bakerlaw.com.